In Miami, a college professor and his wife are awaiting trial in a spy case that harkens back to the days of the Cold War. The couples Carlos and Elsa Alvarez, they're charged with acting as covert agents for Fidel Castro. As NPR's Eric Weiner reports, this case has rattled Miami's large Cuban-American community.
On the streets of Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, news and gossip travel at lightning speed, especially when that news involves a juicy spy story.
This is the Versailles Cafe in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. It's where people come for a good, strong cup of Cuban coffee and for the latest on Cuban politics. Lately, everyone's been talking about the spy scandal. Let's see what this man has to say.
They are all over. We don't even know if you are one. I mean that.
For the record, I am not spying for Fidel Castro, but Rafael Rodriguez expresses a fear voiced by many here. Castro's agents have infiltrated Miami's neighborhoods and its college campuses.
You know, universities have always been one of their main places of recruiting younger people that are more impressionable. So It's par for the course.
Rodriguez is talking about Carlos and Elsa Alvarez. Earlier this month, they were arrested and charged with, in effect, spying for Fidel Castro. Federal prosecutors say that for nearly three decades, they used their cover as employees at a local university to spy on fellow Cuban exiles, transmitting that information to Havana. The indictment reads like a Cold War spy saga, complete with code names, encryption devices, and secret meetings in third countries.
I didn't know what to believe. I was flabbergasted.
That's Pedro Freyle, a lawyer in Miami and a friend of the Alvarezes. They attended the same church, took part in the same late-night talks about Cuban politics.
These were folks who were intelligent, soft-spoken. Now, of course, in retrospect, you think back and you go, what a brilliant ploy.
The Alvarezes pleaded not guilty. Their lawyer, Stephen Chaikin, says the information his clients allegedly conveyed to Havana is information available to any reader of the Miami Herald.
There was no national secrets, no national security secrets. There are no defense secrets. There was no confidential information that was provided to anyone on the Cuban side of the equation.
He acknowledges his clients made several trips to Cuba, but says they were academic exchanges sanctioned by the U.S. government. Carlos Alvarez has made no secret of his desire to foster dialogue between the U.S. and Cuba. That is definitely a minority view among the hundreds of thousands of Cuban exiles living in Miami. Radio Mambi is all Castro all the time, or to be more accurate, all anti-Castro all the time. For the past few weeks, the station's hosts and listeners have been chewing over the spy scandal and its significance. Radio Mambi host Ninushka Perez says the Alvarez case, combined with other spy scandals in recent years, confirms what she suspected all along. Castro is watching.
For many years, we've been saying there are spies in Miami. Sure enough, in the last 5 years, 21 have been tried and convicted, and one was in the Pentagon.
Some worry that the rash of spy scandals has created a climate of fear in Miami. Cuban exiles who favor dialogue with Cuba are now less willing to speak out. Pedro Freyle says the arrest of his friends, the Alvarezes, means that now everyone is looking over their shoulder.
And you question, if they were capable of this, who else would be capable of this? So there's that sour feeling of, who else is in on this? This is nasty. This is bad.
So nasty that the lawyer for the alleged spies plans on requesting a change of venue. His clients, he says, can't possibly get a fair trial in Miami. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.